All right, just say the date.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, we will call to order our Malacca Town Advisory Board meeting of October 30th, 2018. And do we do the invocation first and then
either
the pledge?
One. Yep, normally.
Sherry, would you give us our invocation?
Thank you.
Our dear kind Heavenly Father, we're so grateful to thee for our community and for the community leaders that we have. And we're grateful for the time and effort and the commitment they put into their work as town board members. And we're grateful for all of our blessings that we have in this community. And we ask that thou will be with us this evening as we listen to the concerns and the issues, and that the leaders will make good decisions, and that we'll be safe in our travels. And we seem to pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Dr. Lyman.
You're welcome.
Invocation. Or Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Public comment. Do we have any public comments?
If you'll just do roll call for me so that we know who's here and who's not here.
Lynn Wren.
Tim Watkins.
Bob Lyman.
Janice with Commissioner Marilyn Patrick's office, and tonight both Ryan and Jamie are excused. Okay, thank you.
Approval of... Go back to public comment. Any public comment?
Probably not.
No. Approval of June 26, 2018, and August 28, 2018 minutes.
Okay, so Madam Chair, the only question I have, were all three of you here for both of those meetings?
I believe.
I believe I was.
You were.
June 26.
Okay. Guess I could just look, huh?
It looks like we were all here for those meetings.
Okay. So you have a quorum and you can...
I was not here on the 28th.
Oh.
August 28th.
Okay,
you
so
excused.
Then she will... Amelia will carry over August 28th.
So we will...
To the next meeting.
And we will approve the minutes of...
Is that a motion?
June 26th. I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and so Amelia will carry over the 28th to the next one. Along with tonight.
Approval of agenda for October 30th. And hold, combine, or delete any items. I'll second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Informational items. Applications are available until Tuesday, November the 13th for appointments to our Moapa Town Advisory Board.
Did you hear that, Robbie?
Yeah.
just check him. Want to make sure you didn't miss it.
And Madam Chair, there's some in the packets, there's some in the back there on the table. I don't know, I haven't checked recently how many we have. We have a lot in Moapa Valley. I think we have 7 or 8 in Moapa Valley already. Does anybody know how many we have here? One? Already in? Two? Already in? I can tell by that face.
He's in.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. All right, so soon. 1 week till the elections. Yay,
you'll talk
the
to Ryan.
To be over. Huh?
Yeah, Ryan and I talked about it. We're...
It's not like it's a hard job.
Okay, so by the 13th, Amelia will come and get them. She's happy to drive over here and get them.
What, it doesn't just carry over? I have to apply again?
You do.
And I thought I had mine saved, but I didn't. I had to rewrite the whole thing.
Apparently, top of the month at the commissioner's office gets a little confusing.
Why is that?
Amelia had no idea where it went.
Oh, she didn't.
But she found it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a whole department on the other side of the commissioner's side, on the other side, that handle all that good stuff. Okay. Six.
Planning and zoning.
None.
General business. Review, finalize fiscal year 2019-2020 budget requests and take public comment on the budget requests for discussion and possible action.
Now, Madam Chair, I don't know.
This is our third.
Oh, so hopefully this is the last. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, this is our third.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you have the list in front of you. Excuse me. If you're good, you can finalize it, and it will be sent off when Amelia gets in tomorrow.
Yes, we added an indoor swimming pool.
I've got a question for you about that.
Mm-hmm.
If someone wanted to put a business out here or something, and in order to incentivize us to accepting it, if somebody offered to do something like that, is that out of line for them
no.
to do that?
It's a donation. It'd have to be accepted at the county commission level.
You've got that someone with a, that big of a project.
Well, maybe not quite that big a project, but I've had contact with someone who wants to locate out here.
Cool.
Can I ask a question about that?
Of course.
If they do want to make a donation to Moapa, the county commissioners wouldn't assume that a donation could go anywhere in the county, like the school district.
Absolutely
does.
Not.
Okay.
No, it's specific to what they're giving it to.
Yeah, the school district, they're a little cheesy that way.
They want to share it.
Yeah, well, they want to take a donation from Perkins and give it to someone in Vegas.
Yeah, no.
So, yeah, I know.
It's silly. No, it wouldn't.
It's criminal, is what
yes,
it is.
Yes, it would be. It would stay where the donor would like it to be.
Okay.
I was going to do that in public comment.
Public comment. No, this is the spot.
It applies here.
This is the spot for sure.
Well, so discussion.
What's the increased grade in parking area alongside 168? That's just right out.
Yeah, that's just dirt area in front here, right here.
Just right
in front of us.
That's what I
think
to me, that's what that means.
I think it's to help with the
overflow
and the flooding we get over there.
And the dust.
Seems like they're gonna like reconfigure it.
Okay. Yeah, I know we've seen some meetings or some things going on here when that's a tough to get in and out of the dirt right there. Really tough.
And
my truck,
and people are going to do it anyway.
Right. Right.
And I mean, everybody's seen this. This place gets overwhelmed when they're here on.
Yeah.
It's busting at the seams. And does the county get revenue from that?
From what?
From the soccer stuff going on? Well, I assume it's soccer games.
If Parks and Rec is charging, Parks and Rec gets the money into their fund. So you good with the list? I mean, two of you aren't here, but I can't hold it.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
It's been through the whole summertime.
Yeah. I'll move to accept that list or whatever it is, approve that list.
Okay.
Whatever it is we're doing with that list.
It's an acceptable list to move forward to the commissioners.
Yes, that.
Okay.
And the RPM is paint exterior of the rec center.
Yep.
That's Marilyn, right? Our commissioner. Where does that money come from?
It comes from RPM.
Okay.
From the county.
And then Public Works.
Paving and repaving. So, Madam Chair, there's a motion on the floor. You'll have to...
Repave Zion.
I'll take that back then.
Okay.
I was talking about this.
Okay.
Repave Sim.
Which desperately needs it.
Yeah, pave Red Cloud. Pave Bartle from Lawson to Rocks. Pave Lower Lot at the parks by the splash pad.
Would you do in the park property? Or is that RPM's property?
Paving the parking lot might be RPM. We'll check on that. But I'm not going to hold this.
So we can go ahead and...
You're not voting individually.
We don't care if he does it.
Right.
Well,
we want to make sure it gets sent to the right department.
I just wanted to make sure those were the priorities didn't change from what we last...
No, because I feel like this is the 14th time we've talked about this.
Right.
But it may only be the 6th.
My motion's back on the table then.
Okay. But if you do the entire budget request, a motion for everything. And we'll verify, Bob, thank you, if it goes to RPM or through Public Works.
It doesn't.
Sorry, left over from my former work.
Yeah, no, and I think you're right.
I mean, it doesn't really matter where it goes. We're still voting on it as a budget request.
Correct.
Okay. All right, we have a motion to accept these budget requests. We have a second. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Board to nominate a representative to serve on the Wapa Valley Fire District Advisory Board, and I thought Ryan had someone in mind.
Yes, Madam Chair, I could have sworn that at the last, was anyone at the Fire District Board meeting? They nominated Joe Davis as one of the at-large members, which is not how you do it, but they didn't know any better. And then they nominated... I forget his
Ron
name.
Ron Leachman? Was it?
No, he's a young... His kid. His name is like Chance or...
Chance.
Patch? Is it Chance?
Bloomberg.
Yes. He's related or soon to be related to Ryan. And he's got firefighter
In
his family.
Okay.
So they felt he was a good choice and he wants to do it.
It was Kirby.
Yeah, you're talking about Kirby.
Kirby May. Who's Chance Munford?
That's another volunteer program.
Okay. Kirby, that's it.
Yeah, he's
Kirby May.
He's working for Las Vegas Paving right now, but I think he's working on getting into the fire department.
Okay, good. So, I guess if you folks are good with that already happened, can go ahead. Kirby, what's the last name?
May.
M-A-Y?
Yeah.
If someone wants to make a motion to appoint him as your representative for the fire district board.
I'll make a motion to appoint Kirby.
Okay.
I'll second. We've got 2 seconds.
Okay.
All in favor?
Probably means everyone's in favor then. Okay, good. So I'll let the fire district board know.
Okay, are we going too fast? Because we're going to be done at 1:15. I might get home for the last few minutes of the night's game.
You very well might. You didn't have much, but we had to get that budget. We had to get the budget done, and we had to get that kid appointed, like I said, when I think it already happened. So, okay.
Comments by the general public.
Robert? Really? You just came to join us?
Come visit the trail.
Come visit the tiny trail. How is it? Getting visitors?
Yeah. Last year, we opened in December, so got open late. So from December to May, we had over 300 visitors.
Nice.
This year, I'm not sure what the count is, but there's quite a few, mostly on the weekends.
Families or hikers or?
A lot of families and a lot of foreigners.
Yeah.
I saw a great big, huge motorhome pull in there the other day.
Yeesh.
So they're partnering with the Scrooge Reserve on doing tours out.
No, it was a motorhome. It wasn't a bus, a tour bus. It was a big, one of those great big Class A motorhomes.
Wow, I missed that.
Good. Nice.
Speaking of that neighborhood, the street name signs up there. What's that, Whittle or up on the top of the hill? That takes off to the...
I know what you're talking about.
The street name sign is completely green with
no letters
or anything on it.
Okay.
And several of the others are very faded.
Okay.
To where you can't really... You have to get out and actually see where the green is greener than the background, the green, for to see what the letters were at one time.
Right. So perhaps the entire Moab area.
Yeah, the whole Warm Springs
signs?
Loop there.
Okay. And its street signs. How are the stop signs and that sort of stuff?
I never see those.
Okay.
I love that reaction.
Okay, we'll have Kaiser out, send his people out.
Yeah, Terry doesn't have that much to do anymore, does he? I've known him for 20 years.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
I really like Mr. Berkland.
So we have a pre-application in that will come before you next month for a terrible Herbst. I don't know how to correctly pronounce that. Herbst.
Just go over really quick so nobody can tell Herbst.
Terribles.
Terribles slash grocery store.
Oh.
On the Lewis side of I-15 at the Glendale exit. 15,000 square feet. It's pretty big, right?
This is like a grocery store?
It says 15,000 square foot grocery store on the site plan. Hmm.
And where is it going exactly?
Lewis side.
So on
which
the
side,
east side.
Which side of Lewis Road?
East side of I-15, north side.
Okay.
That corner.
A gas station grocery store?
Two detached pumps. And a 15,000 square foot grocery store.
Are they going to give us a presentation on it?
Absolutely. In November. It'll be in front of you in November. So spread the word. Lots of have folks come and ask questions.
Well, this is going to, like...
Are they applying for gambling or...
Yes!
Are they applying for a liquor license or serve, like a bar type place?
That I didn't see. That's not to say no. I don't want to tell you no. But I saw machines. I saw the word machines. I just glanced at it.
Is there fast food in it?
I don't know. I would just love to see something that was 24 hours, some kind of sandwich. So the truckers and the people that are, you know, going on the road have just, you know, stop. Right. No. Public works guys in the middle of the night when something goes wrong, it'd be just nice. I don't know. I've always been surprised that something more didn't happen next to the AMPM, but whatever. It is what it is. There's your... They just put one in Mesquite, right when
right.
you turn to go to the roundabout. If you keep turning, there's one right there. I haven't been in it yet, but... So I can't... And I'm not going to, you don't have enough brain cells to waste any. But if it's going to be a grocery store within the Terrible Herbst kind of convenience store, or is it a separate? And that doesn't sound, I don't know them being grocery stores anywhere else. So I don't know. Maybe they came up and, you know.
15,000.
15,000.
Square feet.
If you look at the West State Line.
Oh, what? Tell me.
They built the Terribles down there in State. Chevron. I don't know if it's Terribles, but the State Line is massive. And it's probably a store inside there.
Like a grocery? I mean, a...
Well, I've only been in there once, but it's
okay.
Got everything you could want.
All right. But aisles like a grocery store with, you know, bakery and then meat and then produce and then...
I think.
Okay. Because that grocery store to me means aisles with... Separate things in each aisle. I mean, convenience stores, you know, I know they have aisles, but they're this long and...
Right.
It's huge.
Yeah, so...
They've got a Golden Knights car in there, so I like it.
I'll bet you do.
Is that where they have that candy store inside?
Isn't there
like a big candy store? That's what I saw.
Well, I don't know. This could be the start of something. We'll see. Next month they'll come and... We'll grill them and ask them. And
another item.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ryan reminded me to bring this up. The house that was burned there at the corner of Isola and Henry.
Yeah.
Is it still under investigation for?
I don't know. That would be a question for the fire marshal. I would imagine that somebody was arrested, so.
Once that's done, can we get that cleaned up?
Yeah, that'd be
public response or whatever that. Whatever we called the public response this week.
Code enforcement should be mandating that somebody put a fence around it at least. You know.
Yeah. It's where?
It's just west of Henry on Isola, about 200, 300 feet west of.
The manufactured home with the lady and the two little mm-hmm. kids and all that?
No.
It was this old single wide.
Right before you drop down the hill. It's a single wide.
It was the very first house that you came to on Isola.
Just right there at the end of that guardrail.
Okay.
You can't miss it though. I mean, it's still, everything is still there.
Yeah, the two vehicles are still there, singed.
Safety hazard.
And it's on Isola, just, what did you say?
West.
Just west of Henry.
West of Henry.
Can't miss it.
Northwest.
All right. Well, Lonnie was out here last Wednesday. I don't know. I didn't work last week, so I'll have to check with Amelia.
Tom just on the west side of Henry.
West side of Henry. Gotcha. Okay. Burned single wide with two burned cars.
Well, I don't know how that propane tank didn't go.
Yeah, the cars are sand.
Blistered the paint on them a little bit.
Okay.
All right.
And also.
Yes.
Whatever they decide to do with this is from Ryan as well.
Okay.
Whatever they decide to do with this area out here. Don't we have a pile of the
rotomill material from Henry Road?
From Henry Road.
Where?
It was given to Parks and Rec or to Terry's group or somebody.
From Henry Road?
From Henry Road Millings.
The Millings.
I thought it was part of their bid that they got it. That was my understanding. I'll double check, but that's all I can do. My recollection, because the fair was asking for it, was part of their bid being low, was they took the asphalt. You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that, but I don't remember exactly what. I remember the talking of it, but I don't remember what the exact.
Right.
Contract was.
Because Ryan was the one really pushing for it too. But the fair had already asked, the fairgrounds had already went over me and directly to them. And they were told there's not going to be any Millings. So, we'll see. Because we have this back now. I always forget where I am. Is the yard that way?
Yes.
When you come up the exit? We got thrown off for a while by BLM, but now. Now we're back there.
I did not know.
Someone did kind of a lame attempt of blocking that off from the north side. I mean, you used to have access to the north side if you knew where to go. But
it's blocked off now?
They tried to. They just kind of put a few bushes across the mound of dirt about that high.
Okay.
I don't know who did that.
You got to be riding something pretty small.
Yeah, a golf cart or something might have a little trouble.
Okay. Are we good?
Yep.
Next meeting date, November 27th, 2018.
Now, Madam
is
Chair,
that the
just
week
to
of
tell you,
Thanksgiving?
It's the week before. Is your next regularly scheduled meeting, but
no.
You know we have those special calls.
You're saying Thanksgiving is the week before.
Thanksgiving is the week before this.
Yeah.
But I want to say that
we might have a special call.
You might have
with
a special
the,
call with that terrible burst.
Okay.
I'm getting confused now because Moapa Valley's Cannon Company, the giant housing development next to the high school that everyone loves so much, that is also in November. And I'm just not sure. So November 14th, the 13th, would be your special call. Thanksgiving Day is the 22nd. And
November
then
14th is a Wednesday.
Following Tuesday. Yeah, the 13th.
Okay, the 13th.
So it's either either Terrible Herbs is the 13th, and then Moapa Valley is the end of November, or I'm backwards. Or the 14th is Moapa Valley, and then Terrible Herbs is the end of November. You can just send, well, Amelia's listening to us. She can just send you all. She'll send you the information about Terrible Herbs as soon as she gets.
Gets it
sent to her. Okay.
Just so you know, in some place in the world, Friday the 13th is not the big deal. It's Tuesday the 13th.
That's true.
So Terribles is coming on Tuesday the 13th.
What's wrong with Tuesday the 13th?
It's like Friday the 13th in some parts of the world.
Some parts of the world?
And we're global society.
Well, high school plays that night. I would that.
Okay, so you adjourned?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Thank you.
That's funny, I've never heard that.